Hello, and welcome to the Special Needs Parenting SOS podcast. My name is Nadia Tari, and I'm a mom of four with my youngest two kids having special needs. I wanted to create a podcast where other parents who have a child with special needs could come to get some tips, suggestions, and encouragement. So, Christmas is just less than a week away, and I wanted to talk on today's podcast about for those families out there where maybe money is tight and you're thinking, boy, I sure wish we could do more for Christmas this year. If that is you, then definitely listen carefully. Now, if money is not an issue and you can buy everything that you want and provide the, you know, absolute perfect Christmas for your family, then I'm so happy for you. Enjoy that, and that's wonderful. But for those families out there where maybe, you know, money's a little tight, maybe you're not sure how exactly you're gonna make it with getting Christmas presents and still paying all your normal bills, you know, rent, mortgage, food, electricity, everything. I wanted to just share a couple of helpful tips. If money is tight this year, number one, I just want you to remember that it isn't so much about the gifts that you wrap up underneath the tree. That's what, you know, is going to really matter for your child. What really is going to matter is the quality time that you spend with them. So if you only have, you know, three gifts or four gifts, maybe you only have two gifts for your child or for each child. Maybe you have four children and you can only give two gifts to each of them. I don't want you to feel bad, because the memories that they will actually remember for years to come is the good times that you had together. And on last week's podcast episode, I was talking about all the fun things you can do with your child, you know, whether they have special needs or not, and how you can make it special. But this kind of ties into this week's episode as far as, you know, it isn't all about the physical gifts that one gets. It's about the memories. And so if money's tight and you've been stressing because Christmas is less than a week away and you still don't know, you know, how you're going to afford to buy your child that thing that you think they would just love, I want you to just sit back and relax, because I want you to know that it's okay. Number one, you could explain to your child that, you know what, for Christmas this year, it's going to just have to be, you know, it's not going to be as many gifts as normal. Or for Christmas this year, we're going to be celebrating having a few more gifts a little later than normal. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that you can get creative. You can give your child a little note that you put down the stocking stuffer, or you could put a little note in the Christmas card that you give your child, and when they open the note, and it all depends on their age, right? But basically, it could be like a rain check note, and so basically, it could be, or a promise note, right? Like, I promise in 2 weeks, in 3 weeks, you know, in 4 weeks, that this gift is coming to you, and you can either, you know, take a picture of it, you can draw a picture of it, like whatever. But the point is, if you really just don't have the money to buy, you know, a bunch of gifts for all your kids, or even if you only have one child, there are still ways to make it fun and memorable and exciting. And more importantly than opening a physical gift, even though everybody knows that kids love Christmas morning and they love to open their presents, you can still make it fun and memorable, even if they only have a couple of gifts. So another option would be to, instead of buying a bunch of little gifts that your child may or may not like, you could just buy your child one or two more expensive gifts that you know they would like. Actually, whether it's expensive or not. Sometimes, you know, if there's one thing and you know your child would absolutely love it, but you feel bad because you feel like you should be getting them like at least, you know, 5 or 7 or 10 other gifts. Like, don't feel bad. If all you give them is one gift, but you know it's something that they have been asking you for or that they would absolutely love, You know, make a big deal about that one gift. Say, yes, you know, I know you've been wanting this. And again, this goes to, is your child verbal? Can they talk? Is your child nonverbal? If they're nonverbal and they can't say what it is that they want, you know your child best and you know what would light them up. So in many cases, there are ways that you can get creative figuring out ways to give your child or your children gifts. There are, you know, a bunch of organizations and nonprofits and, you know, businesses that do toy drives. And so if you're really, really hurting financially, you can always go connect, you know, just do a quick Google search and you can find, like I say, businesses, companies, nonprofits. There are tons of places every year that do toy drives. So they just, you know, ask for people to donate a toy and people do it all over the place. So that's another option if you're really, really tight on funds. But another thing is, you know, you can ask your child if they are verbal, you can ask them, you know, not on Christmas Day, but like, you know, today, tomorrow, before Christmas, what would you like more than anything else for Christmas? And you would be surprised how many kids say something that isn't a toy. They say something like, more than anything else, I just want you and Daddy to be happy. Or more than anything else, I just want to spend the whole day with you, Mama. Or whatever. I mean, it's like, it's amazing when instead of trying to guess what your child would like, just straight up ask them. And, you know, if they're verbal and they can speak and tell you, great. If they're not verbal, you know, are they able to communicate through an eye gaze? Are they able to point? You know, if you can say, however your child communicates, you know, I've seen it all across the board from blink once for yes, you know, blink one time for yes, blink two times for no, raise your right hand, you know, if you'd like this, raise your left hand if it's this, you know, so you can get really creative. That is if your child isn't, you know, able to speak. So don't feel like, well, my child is nonverbal, and so I have no idea what my child wants. You know, that's not true. You know your child and you know what they would like. But you can, whether you're, let's just say your child is nonverbal and you are out and about at the store, you could say, you know, do you like this or do you like this? You know, you could give them two different options, or you could give them three options and say, would you like this, this, or something else? And again, all of this also depends on how much they understand cognitively. But if your child understands what's going on and, you know, they are verbal or they're not verbal, you definitely can figure out from them, you know, what they would like. So another thing you can do is something like, you know, baking cookies with them, making it a really fun, memorable time where, yeah, maybe there weren't a lot of presents, but they will always cherish, oh, we had such a good time. You know, they'll remember you holding them on their lap, on your lap, reading them stories, cuddling, tickling. Like, it's just that quality time with them and the fun things you do together. It's not so much about the money that you have or don't have to spend on them. Now, again, if you have, you know, if money is not an issue, that's great and dandy, but I'd still like to encourage you, if money is not an issue for you, to remember that you could give your child 30 gifts and they could all be great and dandy and wonderful, and some of them could be even really expensive, but that isn't what's going to make the Christmas really special and memorable for your child. And I know some people would argue me on this, but the truth is, regardless of how much money you do or do not have, what makes Christmas special for children all across the world of any age and of any ability is the experiences, the memories, the warm and fuzzy feelings. So don't be distraught if you are feeling bad because you guys are in a tight spot this year, or if you have been stressing because, you know, you just can't get your children all the gifts that you would like to get them. Don't worry about it. Focus instead on how you can get creative and make this Christmas one of the most memorable Christmases that they've ever had. So just trust me on this. I know kids. I've had 4 kids myself, and I, you know, used to work with children for years, and I know kids. If anyone knows kids, I do. And this is truly what matters most to them. What matters most to every child is the quality bonding, you know, fun time together with their family. You know, the memories, the laughter, the talking, the story time. You know, maybe it's just watching a fun Christmas movie, or if your child is, you know, really little, maybe they just want to see like a little, you know, animated or cartoony kind of Christmas something. Like whatever is age appropriate, but it's the time you're spending with your child. So not in the kitchen doing dishes, not over there starting a load of laundry. Just take Christmas and pretend like you can't do anything else. Just you can't. You can't, you know, have the food already cooked, so you don't even have to cook on Christmas. And literally, I want to challenge you to spend Christmas Day, this Christmas Day, the entire day focused on creating quality memories with your children. So if that means you're going to pre-cook some lasagnas and throw it in the freezer so you can just put it in the oven. But what I don't want is I don't want you feeling like, you know, oh, I have to, you know, I got to do the dishes. I got to do laundry. Like you can do that any other day. So you don't need to do that stuff on Christmas. And maybe you're the kind of person that doesn't like to see the dishes piling up in the sink because you have OCD and that's just going to drive you crazy. Okay, fair enough. You know, I'm not trying to get you like, oh my goodness, I can't even believe that I'm not doing those dishes. If you're going to be so obsessed with just doing those dishes and you could literally do the dishes in 5 to 10 minutes, okay, fine, do the dishes. But I'm hoping you get my point. My point is to try to set aside the whole day and just from morning until night, make it super, super special. And maybe for you and maybe for your child, maybe part of that specialness is your child, you know, and you making pancakes together. Or maybe it's you and your child making biscuits and gravy together. It's like, it really depends. So it's not so much about you not cooking or not baking or not doing laundry. It's about what you can do with your child. So that, is it fun for them? Is that going to leave a lasting memory for them? So I think I've got the point across. I hope you hear me when I'm saying, like, when I talk about just setting aside all of Christmas Day to just make it the most special day. Pretend if Christmas Day was one of the last days that you had, which I don't want to make this all dark and dismal, but just pretend if it was one of the last days that you had and you wanted to cherish every single moment of it with your child or your children, well, what would you do? Think about it, plan it, write it down, and then make it happen. So I'm not saying you're going to die. I'm not saying your child is going to die. But what I would like you to do is to seize the moment. And why not? What better day? Most, you know, businesses, companies, if you work, most people do not have to work on Christmas Day. So it's a day you've got free, 100%. I'm just thinking, what if every parent just woke up in the morning on Christmas and made it the absolute best day they possibly could for their children, you know, spending quality time with them, creating memories. Wouldn't that just make for a great Christmas for everyone? That's what I think. But anyways, so yes, I hope that you found this helpful. And if you have been thinking, oh no, I don't know, how's this going to work out? Don't worry about it. Just focus on making wonderful memories with your children, and I'm telling you, it'll all work out. Okay, so as always, I would love to hear from you. If you are a parent of a child with special needs, I would love to have you join my private Facebook group. It's a safe environment, strictly for parents who have a child with special needs, where you can get the encouragement and support from other parents who can relate to what you're going through. The name of my private Facebook group is the same name of my podcast, which is called Special Needs Parenting SOS, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.